No politics, no speaking in code. I voted for Bill Gluckman. He's down for the bitches and hoes. Episode 62.
All the hoes. Bring out the... There's some hoes in this house.
Bill Gluckman. Remember who that is?
I have no idea. I don't remember. That. I remember the name, but I don't remember the how or the why or the where.
It's from Malibu's. Same. It's Malibu's Most Wanted. It's the father. He's like, vote Bill Gluckman. He's down for the bitches and hoes.
Yes, oh, no, shit. All right. Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
Well played, Chuck.
Yeah, that's dude. Awesome. Obviously, with everything going on in the world that we're not going to touch on, but I just briefly wanted to poke fun at. But we want to bring you back to episode 62 on the CD Day podcast. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
And I'm Jesse.
And welcome back to the good old boys back at home. We don't need to touch down at the shit that's going on in this world or talk about the problems of the COVID and this and that. Matter of fact, we ain't going to talk about any of that.
No, fuck all that shit.
I'm just going to rhyme the whole podcast.
We're just going to what? We're just going to bitch about the vote? Is that what you said?
No, I'm going to rhyme the whole podcast.
Please don't. Please, whatever you do, don't rhyme the whole podcast.
No, I won't.
Start eating green eggs and ham and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Down for the bitches and hoes. Because I originally thought of that this week when I was talking about the, I don't know what we were talking about, but I was like, somebody was acting stupid when they were like, Gamecast, the GameCube. He's like, yo, I can't afford it.
Yeah, I remember. I do. That was so funny. I forget what the hell. It was me and you talking about something. It was hilarious, though.
Yeah, which brings it back to almost, so I watched like Scream 1 and Scream 2 and Scream 3 this week, which brings me back to Jamie Kennedy. So I almost wish, like Chappelle's Show was on HBO Max and all the other platforms, I wish they would bring back the Jamie Kennedy experience on one of them platforms.
I couldn't even remember that one if I wanted to. I don't even remember anything on it.
Honestly, I don't remember watching it at all.
It was like a hidden cam show, but it was Jamie Kennedy. And it was like kind of when he was in his prime and probably before Punk'd. So it was actually like a really funny show when I remember watching it. But I remember Jamie Kennedy in like so many things in like the early 2000s was like his real jump off point.
Yeah, you feel like I see him in random stuff all the time like that I never realized he was in till now. Like I think he was around so much.
And that's why I was also thinking when you said you once bought an all-white Jordan suit, I was thinking of Cotton Weary in Scream 2 in the all-white suit when he gets murdered in the beginning. Like, how fucking convenient is that for a horror movie?
Oh, dude, if you've seen this white suit, I don't even remember buying it. And then I got a package from East Bay. I open it. I go, who the fuck did I think I was when I ordered this all cocked? Like, am I Nelly? Like, it is like a pearl white fucking sweatsuit. Like,
it came with a little band-aid on the side and shit.
Dude, it really should have.
We've all made questionable decisions under the influence over the years.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate myself for it.
A white Jordan suit actually is a lot better than some of the questionable decisions we've made in the past. So.
This is absolutely true.
Donnie, yes. It was fine until it came with a pair of Jumpmans.
Yeah, no, actually, I came with a white pair of Forces.
No, really? You brought it all the way back? They actually dropped it off and thought
it's better than a white pair of Timberlands with it, right?
That would have been disgusting.
Huh. You know you're getting the little boot eraser with the Timberland when you get the white ones?
Oh, yep.
I mean, I got some cream-colored ones, and I definitely got a suede. I got, like, the suede brush and the suede cream as soon as I bought them.
I had the white Timberlands back in the day. I had the powder blue ones as well.
I think we talked about this back in the day.
Yeah.
I had the chocolate
powder
brown.
Blue with the camo.
No, I wore the white with the camo.
Even better.
I mean,
camo with the white.
Do I even have to ask tongue up or tongue down?
Oh, come on, man.
I'm always tongue up.
I'm a tongue down guy.
I feel like Tim's always need to be laced.
Jesse, now the tongues are up.
I was ahead of that trend.
My thing I was always thinking in the tongue up, tongue down universe is like, if something pops off in a tongue down situation, like what's your reaction period? Like you're coming out of them fucking things like you never seen before.
Yeah, you get into a fight and your tongue down, dude. Your face is hitting the ground and your tongue's gonna be down too on the concrete.
No, that's when you take the fucking Tim's off.
Yeah, Tim's off.
Taking the Tim's off, man. Fight time.
Barefoot in the sand.
Fight barefoot.
Fucking Kumite style. And I mean, we might as well just right off the rip. So I'm not going to lie. I wasn't like the, I mean, I'm always ready for a McGregor fight, but this thing, dude, this motherfucker gets out of the limo in Abu Dhabi yesterday with a completely shaved head. I'm like, this kid might be business again.
I haven't seen him. I haven't really even been following it or anything.
I'm going to make a prediction about this fight.
He's getting,
and
he's
everybody
getting
knows
knocked.
I don't like McGregor. I'm not a fan of who he is as a person, as a fighter. There's no denying how great he is. They fought before in the past, him and Dustin Poirier. He knocked Poirier out viciously in
fast,
their first
right,
fight.
Donnie?
This was going back like fucking, it had to be like fucking 7 years ago.
Fast,
now.
Fast too, right?
What'd you say?
He knocked him out fast too. It was when McGregor had like the little ponytail with the little beads or braids.
Yeah, it was very quick. Yeah, it was very quick. He made light work out of him. That was supposed to be a good fight back then. I think this fight is going to be a little bit better, but I'm still going with McGregor. I'm going with McGregor knockout round two. I think he's still too much for Poirier. He's too strong. We saw what he did to Donald Cerrone. I thought that fight was going to be a lot better than it was, and he literally dismantled Cerrone in a matter of fucking seconds. It was kind of painful to watch because I'm a big Cerrone fan. As long as McGregor isn't like fighting a world-class boxer in a boxing ring, it's tough to bet against him in a cage. It's tough to bet against him in a cage unless he's in there with Khabib. You know, Khabib obviously could manhandle anybody at his weight when it comes to wrestling, and that's his style. McGregor, there's no denying he's got superior striking skills with his hands and his feet.
Or his collarbone.
Right? His shoulder, right?
Whatever.
Shoulders. Yeah. So I think he's going to make light work out of Poirier again. Just not going to finish the fight as quick, but it's most likely going to be a knockout, probably round two or three.
Yeah, I just thought it was, I don't know, I don't know the technical situation in every fight for sure. I go on like the spectics just because I like that shit. So, like, they played the video yesterday. McGregor gets out of the fucking car and wherever Fight Island is or wherever the hell they are. And he just, like, has a style statement again. He shaves his head right down, and he looks like he means business. The only thing I don't get is, like, I don't like the retiring shit after every fight. Like, oh, I'm done, like, and then I'm back. Like, that's the thing that kind of turns me off about it, but it seems like me, he might be battling a little demons behind the scenes, obviously. That whole fight, he punched the old guy out, he retires, he comes back, he wins the fight against Cerrone.
Yeah, he's definitely got some head issues going on, and you know what? It's a lot of fighters. If you're a professional fighter and you're not a little fucked in the head, then you're the minority.
Yeah, you're right.
The majority of fighters are head cases to a certain extent. And a lot of it, yeah, probably has to do with CTE and the amount of blows they've taken to the head over the years. But yeah, McGregor, one thing I will say about him, since the whole incident where he fucking sucker punched that old man in the bar and shit like that, since the Cerrone fight, I've noticed a different Conor McGregor. He's carrying himself like a better fucking human being. So I got to give him credit for that. He hasn't been acting like a full-blown piece of shit, not throwing any fucking handcuffs through bus windows, yeah. No sucker punching old men in bars. The way he carried himself after he beat Cerrone, Cerrone's grandmother came out to the ring and McGregor was nothing but kind to her, nothing but nice things to say. Him and Cerrone showed each other a lot of respect. So maybe he's turning a leaf in his life. Maybe he's, you know, growing the fuck up.
Well, I see not.
Who knows? Maybe it's just all an act right now. I don't know.
Yeah, I seen a video this morning of, you know, like a cute just video, him and his son, like, signing autographs on shit. You know what I mean? And that's where it gets you. It tugs at your little hot strings. You're like, all right, I hope this guy. And I always just want him to win anyway because, I mean, at this point, I know some people know a lot about UFC. I'm not going to lie and say I know more than I do, but McGregor's the guy that I know. McGregor's the guy that everybody knows. I feel like, you know, they definitely don't need McGregor, but he's definitely filling seats at the end of the day, especially with the COVID going on.
He's got more money than any other fucking cage fighter in history. He's the face of the UFC right now.
Yeah.
Even like with all this shit, him only fighting a couple fights in the last few years in the UFC. Prior to going in, when he fought Mayweather, he was the biggest name that UFC had seen in a long time, maybe ever at that point. Because other guys that were like big names, you got to think like John Jones, George St. Pierre, Anderson Silva. But McGregor, I felt like he was just another like level. You know, his name was even bigger because of the personality that went with the fight, his fighting style. Like he didn't just talk the talk. He went in there and backed that shit the fuck up in the cage. Like, his personality is so big. Everybody loved watching McGregor talk shit to people. You know, like, we could, like, watch compilation video after compilation video. He's literally one of the most entertaining talkers in the fight business ever. So that's something that McGregor has. And then he goes out there and he was just dismantling people. Fucking Jose Aldo didn't lose a fight in, I think, like 9 years or something like that. And it was the most hyped up fight, him versus McGregor. And McGregor goes out there and knocks him out in 10 seconds. It was like the quickest knockout in the UFC at the time. And I, at the time, McGregor was up and coming fighter. Jose Aldo was the champion for years. He was a champion in WEC. Then when it merged with UFC, he beat the UFC champion, had the belts in the UFC for years. Here comes McGregor, and I'm, you know, a couple of my boys were big on McGregor. They're like, McGregor's going to fucking knock him out. I'm like, not a fucking chance. This is Jose Aldo. McGregor knocks his ass out in 10 seconds.
It's funny how that happens. It is sad when you see one of the dudes go down. You're like,
when you see a legend go down like that,
this is
going to
be bad.
Yeah, like somebody I followed my whole life. He knocks him the fuck out. He drops him. Yeah. And then hits him with a couple of hammer fists for good measure before the ref splits
you're
it up.
Just like, oh, hell no.
I'm like, there's
did
no
that
way
just
I just.
Happen?
I can't believe I just witnessed this.
Yeah, it's sad.
That was almost as sad as when Mayweather knocked out Ricky Hatton. I was a huge Ricky Hatton fan.
Huge.
In boxing.
Me too, Donnie.
The Hitman loved Donnie, him. He was 42-0, and Mayweather fucking dismantled him.
I was a big Hatton guy too. Winky Wright too, and I thought Winky Wright was like the best, and then Olympic value, he was humongous. And then when he started coming in, because I think he was like, it was back when like G-Unit was big, and for some reason they had him in some of the videos, and then his professional career didn't go like as planned on the big scene of it. I know he won a lot coming up, but like when he got to that level, you know what I mean, it's like a Brona. He was like a hip-hop influenced guy. He's coming back now, I read. Also, he's trying to anyway.
Yeah, he is. I can't stomach Broner, though. I really can't. I don't think he was nearly as good as Winky Wright. I think Winky Wright's actually one of the most underrated fighters ever.
He was a technical fighter, right? Winky Wright? I mean, he was like he was a fighter, like a fighter's fighter.
Yeah, he was no, like, knockout artist. Like, for instance, his final stat line for his career, 51 wins and 6 losses.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah. And 25 by knockout. But 51-6 is a great record. That's a phenomenal boxing record.
His losses
were to top-rated fighters, and it wasn't like he ever went out there and got knocked out, because he never did. He was never knocked out in his career. Guy fought almost 60 professional fights, never got knocked out.
That's insane to think about.
Yeah, yeah. And his only losses, right? Julio Cesar Vasquez beat him in a unanimous decision. Then Harry Simon, who retired undefeated, he lost to by majority decision. So that was an extremely tight fight. Fernando Vargas, he lost a majority decision. These are all top guys. Bernard Hopkins, he lost unanimous. Paul Williams, unanimous. And Peter Quillen, unanimous. These are all high, high level. And he beat a shit ton of high level fighters. He beat Shane Mosley twice. And Shane Mosley was that dude before he got beat by Mayweather. So he was definitely the man. I really liked Winky.
Only person I haven't really seen. Rock
no homo,
Mayweather.
By the way. I felt like I got to throw no homo in there. I'm just like, I really liked Winky.
I know.
I went off.
Donnie, I went off like I dated him like a couple times, and you told me like who his real man was.
We're going a little off track, though.
What'd you say the guy's name? Probably the worst like non-intimidating name ever. Coming into the ring, Harry Simon.
Harry Simon, yo. Dude was a beast.
Yeah, I guess we're getting off topic a little bit. I mean,
he did years in prison. That's why it ruined his career, Harry Simon.
All right, then I retract my statement. One of the most dangerous men in the ring, Harry Simon.
Simon. Bro, you are so on point, though. That is literally the most untough boxing name I may have ever heard. He retired at 31-0. He was undefeated, and he retired, obviously, because of the prison stints and shit like that.
Maybe one of the most underrated boxers
of all time.
Oh, and we're definitely getting off topic. I did just want to talk on the Mayweather fight for sure. But we can get back into that, because I actually am only working a little. I think I'm going to watch the Mayweather fight, so we'll be able to talk about it next week. I'm sure we'll all see it all over ESPN and every other fucking platform for the next 4 days.
It's already happening already.
The McGregor fight?
Saturday night.
Mayweather or McGregor?
No,
or McGregor.
McGregor.
No, McGregor. He said Mayweather by
the
way.
All right, I was like, wait a second. All right, that's already happening?
I'm sorry. Actually, I looked at a TikTok today. Logan Paul had like a fucking flag going over the beach that said that Mayweather, I mean that Conor McGregor was scared of Jake Paul, whatever. It's fucking...
Oh, those guys, that's how they call everybody out. They just
but
say
it's kind
they
of funny.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the
big paydays. That's what they're trying to do. They saw what McGregor did with Mayweather and how much he got paid. Everybody and their fucking mother who knew boxing knew that fucking McGregor wasn't going to go into a boxing ring and beat Mayweather. Like, I literally called people out of their mind. I predicted that fight to a fucking T. There was no way that Mayweather was going to put his perfect record on the line to lose to a cage fighter in a boxing match. So now these YouTubers see what the fuck he did. And now they're like, yo, we're going to just call out people that we know are paid, and we're going to try to get paid.
They don't care if they go in there and fuck their record up. That's not, like, they don't care about that. Go out there, get knocked out, and make almost $1 billion. I'll go out there and fight anybody.
Exactly.
Like, I mean,
you pay me $5,000 tomorrow, and I'll get in a fucking ring.
Yeah.
At this point. You know what I mean?
Hey, guys, those guys aren't.
Never mind, $5 million or $50 million.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. And number one, these guys are worth that much money too. So, like, Mayweather's a dude who's got dough, but, like, that dude's got money too. Those YouTubers and shit got that money, dude, which is crazy. And to put him out there, people, if they put the fight out there for $50, I'm probably going to order it. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You put it out there, like, people are going to fucking order that thing. There's no way around it. I'm going to watch that fight. If not, if they don't get the order, then they're getting the clicks the next day on all the reviews and all whatever comes with that. I'm definitely watching that. And yeah, dude, obviously Mayweather's definitely not losing that kid. Mayweather will carve up that kid if you wanted to. Like, there's no fucking way.
Mayweather could carve anybody up that's been in boxing for years. Never mind people that aren't boxers. Like, that's one thing I'll say about him. Like, he's phenomenal.
Motherfucker can fucking box.
Yeah, his defense and his accuracy when he does punch.
His style.
Such a precision puncher. He's not a knockout artist. He doesn't have a ton of power, but he'll box your ears off. And know what the most frustrating thing in the world is? I'll tell you, as a boxer, when you're trying your ass off to hit a motherfucker and you can't hit them. When a motherfucker slips like 6 of your punches in a row, that's got to be one of the worst feelings.
You're like, fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it happened to me a couple times in like sparring sessions over the years. And never in an official fight, luckily, but that's what Mayweather does to almost everybody he gets in the ring with. There's only a couple people that gave him, you know, really good fights. In my opinion, he lost one, but he retired undefeated, technically.
That being said, my style's impregnable. We can move on to. I figure we talk about football
ferocious
while we're on
Chuck.
Topics. I mean, while we're on fucking sports, right?
I think so. Why not? Let's get into some. So where the fuck do we begin? Shit is wild. We're down to four teams, man. We got two great matchups coming up. We got the Bucks and Green Bay, Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, right? And then in the AFC, you got Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. You got two of the oldest quarterbacks in the fucking NFC right now versus two of the youngest quarterbacks in the AFC, and all four of them are fucking phenomenal. This is going
to
be fucking some wild football, man.
My daughter.
I'm excited.
It's going to be the Chiefs versus the Bills, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a. Ichabod Crane after he got his neck pulled off the other night, which was a dirty, not a dirty hit, Donnie, but a dirty ending
Ichabod
to it.
Crane.
There was no need for the neck piece. It looked like an RKO at the end of it. It was like a good hit, and it was finished, and he like... did too much. I mean, but yeah, whatever. I guess don't call it because you want more to shit like that to happen in the NFL. Not like that to happen, but you want them to let these guys play.
Exactly. You know, I didn't think it was extremely dirty, but yeah, no, it was definitely not clean, obviously. But yeah, I would like to see more of letting them play. I feel like some of the flags are fucking ridiculous this year. Obviously, it's almost like that every year. Sometimes they don't let them play enough.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I feel like a lot of games are decided because of bad. I got you.
But yeah, dude.
Well, what, Patrick Mahomes getting hurt? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I was talking about Patrick Mahomes, but hurt. But I said Bills and Chiefs. But that's the preview.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Which is going to be a hell of a
Chiefs and Browns.
But the game
actually turned out to be a really good game.
It did.
It was a close one. You know, the Browns, they're for real. They showed up big this year. They finished the season with 11 regular season wins. They made the postseason for the first time in fucking 20 years. And they got a postseason victory with a big upset over the Steelers, where they absolutely destroyed the Steelers. What a game that was.
Yeah, dude.
It was awesome to see, because the Steelers have kicked the shit out of the Browns for so fucking long. So I was really excited to see them get that W against the Steelers. They took an L to the defending champions, the Chiefs, but it was a good game. So I'm excited to see what the Browns do next year. I know you're not sold on him, but obviously I've always been a fan, and I'm definitely sold on Baker Mayfield. And he honestly, it showed me he grew up a lot this season. Like, he matured so fucking much. He had a great year, led his team to some big wins with his arm. You know, obviously they got a solid running game too. Their defense with Myles Garrett. It's a good young team. I think they're going to get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. though. I really do. He got hurt. They did more without him. So why not?
Yeah, I can't argue. I definitely won't argue against it, Donnie. I definitely have been a hater of Baker Mayfield on the pod before. I got to give him where credit where credit's
due. Every time we talk about
him. Definitely, like, fucking bust his ass. I definitely owe $50 to the podcast fund because you won the bet this season for sure. But yeah, dude, that first game, I bet on Pittsburgh. So they came out. I was like, oh, fuck. And then, to tell you the truth, Donnie, in the fourth quarter, I put more money on Pittsburgh. I took Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter. It was to pay out like a decent amount of money. So I took them, but I still thought that the Browns are going to fuck that up. And they didn't, dude. They played great. They played great this week. I think they should get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. I think they did play. That's like a, not the same, but that's like a Kyrie situation. Like, the Celtics did better without Kyrie. Or they did better when
it's
Kyrie
almost like
he
tried forcing the ball too much to Beckham when Beckham was there when he didn't need to. He just did better spreading it out.
He's probably told to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah,
look,
I mean,
what
he's
did
not
this
the
year.
One calling
he came
the plays
out
every
and
time.
Had the best season of his 3-year career so far and gave the Browns a fucking playoff win for the first time in over 20 years. So that was huge. Baker did great, you know, without Odell there. So why would, you know, I think they went 10-1 after, like, he went down or something. Some crazy number. So I would get rid of him. Why the fuck not? And I got to say, you know what I mean? Buffalo, that team's for real. They're going to be a dominant team for a long time. There's no doubt about that. Josh Allen's one of the most exciting quarterbacks I've ever seen play the game. The Bills definitely scored having him and Stephon Diggs together. Diggs was a leading wide receiver this year in the NFL with yardage. I think he had over 1,500 receiving yards. Had an absolute monster year. So they got a lot of weapons over there. That's a dangerous team, and they got a solid defense. So nobody, I wouldn't sleep on the Bills against Kansas City, man. They have a good shot at beating Kansas City.
I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think they're going to beat them.
Yeah.
You never know, though. They could upset them.
You never know. Yeah.
I just feel like, I think I said it before, I feel like they're very slow. They're good, but they're not fast enough.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a battle of offenses, I feel like, this game. I really do. I think it's going to be a shootout.
I tell you what.
I'm guessing like 30-something points each. Even though the Bills do have a good defense, I feel like Patrick Mahomes could score at any second at any fucking point in time. You know, that's just the reality of watching Patrick Mahomes play football. It's fucking ridiculous. And Josh Allen is kind of, you know what I mean? He's almost on the same level. He's just like a tier down. Yeah, like, they're both fucking unbelievable to watch. And that's the cool part about this, right? Because I saw this thing earlier that was pretty fucking awesome. So these are the numbers, right? You got the combined age for the NFC QBs is 80 years old. The combined age for the AFC quarterbacks left is 49. Years of experience, 37 years to 7 years.
That's crazy.
These are all combined, yeah. Conference championship appearances, 18-4.
That's crazy. Wow. That's all Brady, though.
Isn't that cool?
That's all Brady on that side. Well, I mean, not all Brady, but a lot of it is.
Mostly. So you want to hear something even crazier, right? Tom Brady has played in the conference championship game 66% of his pro career.
That's fucking insane.
And he's been in the league for over 20 years now. That's fucking wild. The first time was in 2001. It is 2020.
2021.
2021, yes. Technically, yeah. 2020-2021 season.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And like we were saying before, like even before the pod, what Tom Brady is like went out there and did this season, yeah, I don't know how anybody could hate on that. But of course, there's plenty of haters out there.
Oh, you're always going to catch the haters. Well, especially Tom Brady. Everybody hates him.
He was expected to do that good because he has all the weapons. You know what I mean? Like fucking bunch of airheads. It's like the guy was expected to... The guy was expected to throw fucking 40 touchdowns at 43 years old, rush for three more. He was expected to do that. His first year on a new team, no preseason, dealing with COVID, can't even practice regularly, but he was expected to throw for 40 touchdowns, yeah. Bring a team to the playoffs that hasn't been there in fucking pretty much 15 years. He was expected to do all that shit. Half the guys on his team were fucking hurt. Evans missed games this year, didn't even play at 100% most of the year. Chris Godwin missed like four or five. You had O.J. Howard got fucking knocked out like the third week of the season, out for the year, their star tight end. Gronk ended up stepping up. They signed A.B. late. But overall, like guys like Scotty Miller and shit, nobodies. Brady's making stars out of. And it's just impressive. It just goes to show, imagine if Belichick and Kraft weren't as cheap as they were over the years and just gave Brady solid fucking weapons to work with on offense.
Yeah.
Imagine how more dominant New England could have been. Like, he's out there playing. He only threw for fucking 40 touchdowns one other time in his 20-year career. And he threw for 50. It was the year that he broke the record, and then Peyton later broke that single-season record. But to throw for 40 touchdowns at his fucking age and right now in the playoffs, he's looking ridiculous. I don't even think he has a turnover.
Give him a little shout-out.
Yeah, right? No, I'm playing phenomenal ball. I'm rooting for him. As a Patriots fan, I'm a Brady fan. I appreciate everything he did for New England. I know there's a lot of bitch ass, but
I like
hurt.
Him now because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's
a fucking
now.
Pirate now, yeah, man.
He's a Sith, dude. Yeah. He used to be a Jedi. Yeah. He went to the dark side. He's a Sith now.
Yeah, no, I fucking love him, man.
And he brought the squad with him.
Yeah, he's playing with fire and passion still, man. He's playing at a very high level, and you're seeing a little more of who Brady is now because he stuck to the script when he was with fucking Belichick. You got to do things Belichick's
That's
way.
That's why I think he left, and ultimately, he wanted to go do his own fucking thing.
He wanted to do his own thing, and he went to a team that had great weapons. Why not finish your career out strong? And I really think like he's going to be playing again next year, regardless of what
you
happens.
You think Drew Brees is really going to retire?
I think so. I think he's
done. He said he was going to, and then I was reading, he was like, oh, well, I'm thinking about it. He's not 100%. Phillip Rivers gone. He retired.
Yep, he's retired. He's out.
Drew Brees, I feel like Drew Brees is going to come back one more time. He's going to wait until Brady retires.
He might, but then again, you got to think of the injuries Brees had this year. He missed numerous games. Yo, he got his ribs broken, a lung punctured or collapsed. He got fucked up this season.
He got fucked. And he definitely wasn't healed from that in 3 weeks either.
Yeah, and one thing.
Ribs don't heal that quick.
He threw one touchdown and three interceptions versus the Bucs. This ain't the same Drew Brees that he's been for years. Brees is starting to lose the strength in his arm like Manning did at the end of his career. The thing is about Brady is he's still fucking gunning that football, man. At 43 years old, he's still got a tight spiral. He's throwing it in windows, and you're seeing that Brees is having an issue throwing downfield, just like Rivers was. So I can understand why Rivers retired, you know, fucking 17, 18 years as a pro.
17.
About 17 kids. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like a lot of them guys all have a shitload of kids. Yeah.
Realistically, I really think it's 8 or 9 he has.
Yeah,
I know he has a lot.
Him, Kurt Warner, doesn't Drew Brees have a bunch of kids too?
Yeah, they
all
got a bunch of fucking kids. Actually,
well,
did you see what happened
Brady
after
threw
that
the ball.
Game? Drew threw a touchdown pass to Drew Brees' son after the game, Tom Brady. Him and Brees had a moment on the field where they talked mad long. They hugged. The kids roll around them playing. Nobody was in the stadium after that. And they gave Brady the football, and Brees' son ran around in the end zone, and Brady threw a touchdown pass to him.
Yeah, that's right. That's why Brees was like, yeah, I might retire. You're going to throw a touchdown to my fucking kid? You're going to one of my 8 kids?
Dude, then he hugged his
wife. I don't fucking think so. And then you think I'm going to retire? Okay. Yeah. I'm throwing that ball next year, buddy.
Yep. Oh, that's fucking funny. I'm going to throw it to your kid.
Yeah, I'm fucking banging right off his fucking head. You want to play around? I don't have arm strength.
Yeah, it's a great show of respect between the two. They played numerous times against each other. You know, they even played each other in college.
No shit, I did not know that.
Brady beat him in college. They were both, you know what I mean, pretty solid in college. Obviously, Brady was way over, look, nobody considered him a top-tier one coming out of a draft. That's why he went in as a 6th-round draft pick. Yeah. Which is crazy to think of Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, goes out in the 6th round. And
debatable.
I don't think it's debatable anymore. Nah, I think the
dick.
Debate's
That's
over.
Definitely there not was a debatable.
Debate. There was a debate a little bit for Joe Montana being the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
The reason why that debate is out the window for me is because Joe Montana had Jerry Rice throw the ball to his whole career. Jerry Rice is the greatest football player ever. That's who Montana... debatable if you say Tom Brady is the only way you could debate that, you know. Montana doesn't have Brady in any statistic. Yeah, he went to 4 Super Bowls and won 4, but he only went to 4. Mm. Brady has went to 9, and he has a chance to go to the fucking 10th one right now. If they win this game against Green Bay, he's going to the fucking Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
And a new uniform with a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl in fucking years.
Since I was a kid when they played the Raiders.
Yes. Yeah, what was that, 2002 or something?
I was a kid.
Yeah, we were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won. They beat the Raiders. That was their only Super Bowl. Mm. And they haven't been since. And now they have fucking a 43-year-old quarterback that very well has a chance to lead them to another one. But he has to go through Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. They played earlier this year, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady and his crew beat Aaron Rodgers 38-10 earlier this season. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's a postseason. The Saints kicked the shit out of the Bucs twice in the regular season.
Yeah.
And then the Bucs handed them their ass in the postseason.
Right.
So that's just how football is, you know, when you get these good teams matched up against each other. But I would like to see it be the Bucs versus Buffalo is who I would like to see.
I'd like to see Bucs Kansas City, because I wouldn't mind seeing Kansas City go back to back either.
Yeah. No, that honestly, yeah.
You know, so AFC, I really don't. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter to me, but I don't want Green Bay. I don't know why. Yeah. I just don't. I fucking hate
Aaron Rodgers is a dick.
I just don't like Green Bay.
But know what? Honestly, now, like, the more I think about it, I would love to see Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes, because you get the old GOAT versus a new big and up and coming. If he stays in the league, this guy could potentially, you know, be in that discussion for the greatest quarterback ever, because look at what Mahomes has accomplished so far. Yeah. If he stays in the league like 15 more years, he could easily enter that discussion.
Yeah.
He's a fucking amazing quarterback. I never seen anybody quite like him. He could throw from any angle. Motherfucker's throwing with his left arm and shit, doing no-look passes, fucking throw the ball 70 yards in the air. He's crazy. Crazy to watch. Very explosive. And he could dip. He could run on you, too, if he needs to. So I would like to see them, because it's always been a thing. Everybody has always said that Brady has had the easy route to the Super Bowl because the AFC is weak. Oh, he had to play the easier teams to get there, right? So wouldn't it be something if Brady beat Breeze in the playoffs, beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, and then beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl? Then what the fuck are people going
to
say?
Then I'll give it to him. He's the greatest quarterback ever.
I'm hoping he does it.
And that's on wax.
we can replay that anytime. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, said that right into the mic. All right, word. But I know we've been talking about football for a mean minute. What do you got, Chuck?
I was just going to say, at the end of the day, we all know who won the weekend. It wasn't Brady. It wasn't Breeze. It was Chad Henne.
Dude, that was ridiculous. That third down where it was like 3rd and 15, and if the Browns got the ball back, they would have had a chance to score, and it was only a one-possession game. The Browns could have easily won that game if they got the ball back right there. He fucking runs the ball on 3rd and 15, comes up an inch short, and then Andy Reid, yo, this motherfucker, it's funny, there's all these memes out there. There was somebody who photoshopped a massive set of balls onto Andy Reid. massive set of balls. Because that motherfucker wasn't even in field goal range. They go for it on 4th and inches, where the ball could have got turned over and put in the Browns' hands, where the Browns could have won the game. And Andy Reid has his quarterback throw the fucking football on 4th and inches. And he ends up throwing a completion, and they end up winning the game because of that. But to do a pass on 4th and inch, to even go for it, was insane to me. I would have fucking punted it. I wouldn't have went for that shit. You turn that ball over, you're fucked. But you get that first down, the game's yours. And they ended up getting it.
I guess so, when Andy Reid and you had the situation with the Eagles, you don't want to let one slip to your fingers again.
Right? Oh, man.
A dope-ass, like, football weekend. The Ravens gave it their all. They just came up short also. Oh.
Oof, that was 17-3. I don't know if I would say came up short, man. They caught a little bit of a beating against Buffalo.
Real short.
You know, Lamar Jackson had 101 touchdown interception returned. You know, he looked horrendous.
Came up short, but, you know, they're still a young team. That's the good part about it, is like you were saying, in the numbers of the ages of the players, is that you got a lot of good football coming up in the future, for sure.
Oh, we got a lot of good shit to look forward to. Look at guys like Justin Herbert as well.
Yeah, that I love that dude in the Chargers. They had a great, like, not like a great season on paper. He had a good season.
Yeah, he broke Baker Mayfield's record.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
Which was originally Peyton Manning's record.
That shit's crazy that he's retiring. The player that you guys were talking about that I was thinking was Antonio Cromartie.
Yep.
14 kids, and like he couldn't even afford a car. He had like a Prius because he had so many like alimony payments and shit.
Hey, nothing wrong with a Prius.
Oh, man. Early Prius before you had to like plug them in and shit. They just
like a dental dam on wheels.
Oh, yeah, right? That's whack.
They put them out in the sun for solar power.
Remember the other guys? That was a Prius that they kept roasting in the other guys, right?
I'm sure it was. I mean,
yeah. They called it like a dental dam on wheels. They had a million and one fucking nicknames for it. They would just roast him about his car all the time. The homeless people had sex in it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the CD he had? LRB, Little River Band?
Yes. They kept throwing it out the window.
Yeah, Little River Band. Just like a little jam band fucking shit. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely excited. Donnie, who are you pulling for? Do you have somebody that you're really going for? Tommy?
I'm going for Tommy. As long as New England's out there, I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I want to see him be able to silence people because everybody has always said he was a systems QB, that he can't throw the long ball. You know, Tom Brady has completed over 60% of passes over 20 yards this year. I think it's the highest percentage in the league, and people have always said he can't throw the long ball. But yet he's fucking throwing bombs and dropping dimes out there. He's had a fucking ridiculous year with the long passes. You give him a deep threat to throw the ball to, and he can make it happen.
I'm like, they took Donald Trump. They ain't taking Tom Brady.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, man. But yeah, no, I want to see people get silenced. Good. You too, Sue Chucky.
I want to see Tom Brady, too.
Yeah.
You too, Jess?
Yeah, I do too. I can't even.
That's
deny
fucking
it.
Awesome. No, I'm glad because know what it is? Now you're really starting to see like everybody for years thought it was more Belichick. I think it was more Tom.
Tommy!
I think it was more Tom. Now that I look at the big picture, them together.
For a long time. Is that the first time Jesse's ever gone with the grain?
He shocked the shit out of me there.
Well, all right. Well, so I really want Green Bay. No. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I did. It surprised the shit out of me. I'm glad everybody's going with Tom Brady. You know, it's just an awesome thing to watch. You know, I feel like no matter what like team you're a fan of, what kind of sports, anybody could appreciate greatness. And what when witness him right now, we have the chance to witness something absolutely fucking insane. A guy go and win a Super Bowl in 2001 and win another one in 2021. You know, that's fucking wild on a different team. You know, you just don't see longevity at really any position in that fucking sport that long.
Dominant.
You know? Yeah, dominant. And the fact of the matter is he was tied for the second most touchdown passes this year, only behind Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers threw 48. Tom Brady threw 40. So those were the two, and them and Russell Wilson, and then you had like Patrick Mahomes had like 38 or something, but overall.
This is a podcast, but the only other person I've seen score that much when they switched teams was Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. Wait a minute. I don't know if I got that one, Chuck.
You got the actress from Jesse, what's the Netflix show?
Oh, you mean her name's not Ellen anymore. Now it's, I think it's Erin.
I know who you're talking about now.
Trying to be funny, Jesus Christ.
Chuck tried to be funny. It's just crickets.
Yeah.
Can we edit that and put some crickets in there?
I tried to go.
All
for
right,
it.
I see where you were going. I see where you were going with it.
It just didn't hit. It just didn't hit this time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it with the other name.
Elliot. You mean Elliot Page? That's why we didn't get it. You didn't say the right name.
Had the name wrong.
Oh, I swung and missed for the fences.
It's okay, we all swing and miss sometimes.
What are you gonna do? You know. Hey, but football.
And that's that. I'll see you for the Super Bowl.
I think that is the end of football, actually.
Yeah, we don't need to go any deeper.
Yeah, the fucked up thing, I was just going to say that there's no fans. So that's like a...
Elliot Page is going to go deeper.
Oh.
Oh, now Donnie's going to make it all.
I'm shutting the fuck up.
I'm just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
He's like, next week, the D podcast. Who's by nobody here. Remember, everybody, we don't talk politics. We have fun on this podcast and make fun on this podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Like, don't get me wrong. Have we touched on politics a little bit? Yes, but we prefer not to. Yeah. Absolutely not. No, it's too much bullshit. That's all you see on social media.
Not my president.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've heard that for the past fucking 4 years. Now I'm going to hear it for the next four fucking years.
Yeah, and the next four, and the next four.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. I'm fucking over it.
Well, there is one thing I've been hearing about. Have you been, like, all the Bitcoin stuff? You been following any of that? Chuck, yeah. About you? You been watching the Bitcoin?
I heard the Bitcoin's quite the roller coaster right now.
So that's what I heard, too. So I did a lot of research today, and you know what I ended up doing today?
Investing?
What?
Not in Bitcoin, though. I bought a bunch of silver.
Smart.
Yeah, that's where it's at. I was doing all kinds of research today. I don't know. I was in the mood to invest a little bit of money, and I bought 4 ounces of silver.
One of my favorite people, Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you guys are familiar with who he is. He's like a social figure.
He's a silver tycoon.
But no, he's like a kind of like a public figure, but he's like a conservative, and he's been saying for like the past year, invest in gold and silver.
Dude, silver went up 61 cents an ounce today.
Yeah.
It went up like 400% in like the last couple of years.
He goes, it's gonna continue to shoot up.
Yeah, they said that it's supposed to, so right now it's $28 an ounce. So I bought some. They said by the end of the year it should be like $44 an ounce.
Know why? The American dollar is going to shit.
It's Bitcoin.
I don't talk politics on this podcast.
No, we're talking Bitcoin. We're talking Bitcoin.
All right. Can I say one thing, right? Know what Trump's last move on his way out was?
You're fired.
Little Wayne and Kodak Black.
And not Joe Exotic, that son of a bitch. I'm pissed he didn't get Joe out.
No else he pardoned? Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O'Harris has been freed by President Trump. Will walk from prison as a free man for the first time in 32 years. So,
Carol fucking Baskin.
That bitch.
And that's why Snoop Dogg ended his beef with Eminem.
Yeah.
Donald Trump fucking hooked that shit up.
But yeah, we could stray away from the politics before we go any deeper.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if anybody else was following the Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, no.
I was listening to someone talk about it today, like on a podcast, and it made a lot more sense after I like listened to someone talk about it, because trying to read about it is like confusing to me. Mm-hmm. And
I gotta listen to things too.
I just don't trust it. It's not like you can spend it. Like you really can't spend it on anything.
I don't trust it. Gold and silver. You can't go wrong because gold and silver are always going to be valuable.
It has never gone down ever.
If the American dollar itself in paper form keeps getting fucking more devalued,
that's just going to skyrocket.
The gold and silver is going to continue to skyrocket.
That's why I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't know why I was just in that mood. I'm like, I'm doing
100%.
It.
No, I agree with you, man. I'm with you on that.
You might as well go out and buy the gold and silver. You don't have it. You just got like the pretend paper.
I bought the gold and silver. It'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, you got the silver.
I got the silver. I'm four ounces of silver. American flag silver, dude. 0.999 purity.
It really is. You're 100% right. That's where you want to invest.
I'm buying silver every week now from now on.
And a buddy who had like a tent, like a dude, a little brick, like a fucking, like a $5,000 or $10,000 brick. Like a little jam.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He pulled it out, dude. He pulled it out of a little like a cedar chest. I was like, what's that? I was like, he's like, yo, I got like a brick of silver, dude. I was like, we can make bullets with that and fight the redcoats.
No, that's for the werewolves.
But I've been saving silver in a lot of forms for a long time.
Yeah.
I want to start investing and buying more though, man, because that's where the money's at.
So I was thinking, here's what I want to do. I don't know if this is a good idea yet or not, because I don't know. I just started investing today. So gold is like... Cuban links. So gold is like 1600 an ounce, right? So I figure once I get the silver up to about 1600, you cash out the silver, buy an ounce of gold with it, and then restart buying the silver again. Because gold goes up more than silver.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but
it's a thought.
Seems like a good idea in my head.
Right? I just keep throwing
money in there, man. I made $2 today buying that silver this morning. I already made $2.
Yeah. Right?
Doing nothing.
You go to Jack's, he's got gold teeth and shit all big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you already know the gold teeth are coming.
But on real note, I don't know if you know this. Like, a lot of currency back in the day was made out of silver. For instance,
anything before 64, like nickels and shit. I think it's
quarters. 1965, quarters, nickels, those were all sterling silver. So I have a shit ton of those.
And did you know in 1943 they had a steel penny?
Yes. And it is the most valuable coin.
Well, I got one at the barbershop.
Not the steel one. If you get the regular 1943, that's worth a ton of money because
the steel ones are next number. A penny.
The steel ones are they're worth probably like $5.
Oh shit, Gary Harvey hooking me up. He hooked me up.
No, they're worth a little something because they made the steel one for a couple years. I think it was like 43 and 44 or something like that.
It's because the war was going on.
Yes.
Chuck, you got one? You said you got a steel penny too?
I got one.
No, you did. Oh, I thought I felt special for a minute.
I got a bunch of wheat pennies at my house. That's something to keep your eye out for, wheat pennies.
I always save those. I have a jar full of old, any, because I still roll my own change when I got it. Yeah. I ain't paying them.
Yep.
So, excuse me. I do the same thing. And you can almost, if you do roll it yourself, you can instantly feel one that's old, I feel like. Because they just, even the sound of them, when they hit the table, they even sound different.
Yep. You're right. I actually got when I used to work in the restaurant industry, I used to do the cash draws and stuff when I worked at Doherty's, and I would have to count all the change, all the pennies, everything. One day I'm counting the change, and there's a penny that just stands out. It was an Indian head penny.
Yeah.
I think it was 1869.
Yeah. They have the nickels too. Like I think it's a nickel.
Yeah, they have
right?
Indian head nickels. Yeah, buffalo head nickels.
Yeah, buffalo head, yeah.
Yep. It has a buffalo on one side, the Native American head on
the
other.
The one I have of those, dude, it's so beat to shit. It's like flattened out, but it's just cool to have
it. It's really cool. Yeah. I know I'm going to sound like a cornball. Metal detecting is one of my fucking favorite things to do. I love that shit. I found a 3-cent coin doing that. Sterling silver. They only made it for 9 years. And I found that metal detecting at Gaspy Point.
That's awesome.
Smallest coin ever minted in the United States.
How much is that worth?
Well, if it was in mint condition, it would be worth thousands, but
that's
it's
crazy.
Not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't really mean anything. I just like old, cool, old stuff like that's a shit.
Exactly. You know, 1860, if I wanted, I could go and sell it and maybe like get a few $100 for it, but it's not worth it to sell for me. You know what I mean? I'm better off holding on to something like that.
It's just cool to have. Yeah.
Like the British soldier's flat button I found in Gaspy Point from the 1700s. Right, I'm not gonna get a lot of money for that because it's plenty old British. It's more the history of that, where it happened.
Yeah,
the burning of the Gaspy and all that shit.
That's like this will sound crazy, but I got like all that Nazi stuff, like the coins and everything. Not worth anything. Even like the stamps I got, everyone's like, oh, they must be worth so much. I'm like, yeah, they're worth $1 a piece. Like, it was because they mass produced them such an amount, crazy amount. But it's just cool to have. I love it. And people. Yep. I like the wow factor of that stuff though. People come to the barbershop, they look, and then they do like the look around.
I'm telling you, man, stop getting into collecting coins, because that's the thing about coins, like especially the wheat pennies. People don't even realize it. They could have a fucking.
They're all worth at least $1.
All of them.
Yeah.
There's some that are worth
thousands,
like over $100,000.
That's insane.
It's fucking insane. Yeah. And a lot of people have just fucking. I have probably like a good like 60 wheat pennies at home.
Yeah, I just got a jar. Like I said, I probably got like 20, 30 of them.
Yeah. And I have like the book with all the dates that you like pin them in.
Oh, no shit.
I think the oldest wheat penny I have is like 1914, I believe. It's like
the mine's like the
one.
20s into 22, 23, around there.
Yep. And then they started, you know, obviously most of the ones you're going to see are like the 40s.
Yeah. When did they start making those?
They started making those mid-50s.
That's when they stopped?
Yeah. So it's interesting. You had the wheat penny, and then when it came to the nickel, you had the buffalo head nickel, and you had the mercury dime, which was the mercury head. Yeah, it had like the dude with the, you know, looked like kind of like a Greek god almost on the head of a dime. Yeah. So it's amazing how much change has changed over the years.
There it is. You've been saving that joke for years. He's like, I can't wait to go metal detecting and drop that joke.
Dropping it. I'm going to have all the metal detectors all hype.
You know? We should do a live fucking metal detecting morning.
A metal detecting session?
Fuck it, I'm down.
I'd be down for that. I feel like you can't, like, I don't know. There ain't a lot of people out now doing it because of COVID and everything.
They're scared.
Know what?
Like, maybe it's like, oh, that's the thing you can't, they're like, safe things to do during COVID. They're like, metal detecting, totally safe.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, everybody's 6 feet apart for sure.
Yep, you're outside.
Yeah. Right. Now is the time to metal detect.
What the fuck am I doing, man? I'm fucking up. I need to get my ass out there.
Yeah, bird watching, metal detecting.
Oh, there's a lot of bird watching going. You see the two bald eagles in Coventry? Everyone's going wild over.
Yeah.
Oh my god, people going crazy, man. Mind. People leaving their cameras there and everything. I seen people posting it. They're like, "Oh, found this camera." I'm like, "These idiots." What'd you say?
They're leaving their cameras because they're downloading it to the cloud.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, the people are going crazy for the Bald Eagles.
I'm so out of touch. I came in my house, my phone was in my pocket. I deleted all my notes for the podcast. People are leaving their cameras on the side of the road. Look at that fucking bird. You better cut it out.
It's wild out here, man.
Nah, none of us are reading notes right now. I think we're all just road dogging this podcast. Yeah. Oh, shit. I said what I said. Sorry.
Speaking of raw dog, Donnie, happy birthday this week to you.
Thank you, sir.
Did you know that Betty White shares the same birthday as you?
Yeah, Betty White.
I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, Betty White, Al Capone, I think Muhammad Ali, Gus Samano.
No need to name drop.
Yeah, just to name a few, you know?
Yeah. The important ones.
Capone. He said Alphonse.
Oh man.
Yeah, so did you hear Donnie had a big night out though? Moo. Have you heard of Moo? Anybody heard of Moo?
Moo restaurant in Boston.
What's a Moo?
Yeah,
it's like a cow.
Honestly, man, place blew my mind. When I ever saw like the fucking menu and everything, it just the food was absolutely incredible. But it was probably the most expensive fucking restaurant I've ever been into in my life. It's not something that I'm gonna do regularly.
Maybe for the 40th.
Yeah, maybe. You know, if I'm like, you know, if I hit the lottery tomorrow, yeah, maybe I'll go back next week.
Yeah.
But the food was amazing. It was a steakhouse in Boston, very upscale. Like, for instance, like the surf and turf on the menu was $86.
So did you get the surf and turf?
No, I didn't.
You don't like surf?
My girl got the surf and turf.
You went all turf.
So we went all out though. We got a lot of food. We even got a filet that we ended up splitting as well on top of that.
You got any pictures of this?
All right. So unfortunately, my phone is broken and I can't take pictures, but my girl's got pictures and I'm going to show you a quick picture of one of the entrees we did get. So it was a filet with a layer of like spinach and like mushrooms all ground together with layered with duck intestines and then wrapped in like a dough cut in half. And when I mean, it was like the most amazing thing I've ever fucking tasted. You could literally cut that filet with a fucking spoon, dude. Melted right in your mouth. I'm like, literally the best steak I've ever had in my life by far. It was fucking insane.
Directly after dinner, you guys ate.
I'm going to show the picture right now.
Wow. That is not what I was expecting. That is insane.
Chuck, can you see that?
Yeah. That is wild looking.
That's so like a fucking bomb.
That's like crazy beef Wellington or some shit. Like on a different
level. I know. I was like, I cooked the beef Wellington. I thought I was the man.
Dude, this shit was fucking, and I could see why the prices are the way they are.
Yeah, that probably took forever just to create.
Oh my God. And like when I mean the temps were all fucking spot on, everything was perfect. We ended up just hitting up a hotel after that and spending the night in Boston. Didn't do anything too crazy. It was a solid night.
Food, you had to stay the night in Boston. You guys were all fucking tired and shit.
And then we came right back to raw dogging again.
Nah, man, we had a good time though. And I ended up coming back. Sunday was my actual birthday. That was Saturday night. Ended up spending Sunday with my girl and my daughter. It was awesome. We all had a great time. We ended up getting some lunch over at Four Seasons.
I've never Providence.
Banging, dude. It's like Providence-Cranston area. Really good food. But yeah, we can kind of move on from my birthday. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know, just another year older, another year wiser. Nothing really too new, you know?
You're going to be eating out of the garden for the next year after those two dinners.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday to you. I'm glad you enjoyed your family.
Appreciate it, bro.
Your whole weekend. That's awesome, man.
I appreciate it.
We're getting older, so I guess we got to enjoy the ones we got, right?
Oh, don't start talking like that, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
I cut my grandfather's hair today. He was talking like that. I'm like, dude, chill out. He's like, you know, I got this stuff in my house. You got to come get. He goes, you know, I'm getting old. I'm not going to be here much longer. I'm like, dude, just chill with that. You're getting dark on me.
You got any Nazi stuff?
Yeah, dude, I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, that's fucked. Oh, make it sound so bad, Chuck. Which some Nazis are terrible, but it's cool to collect.
Nah, you're not off the hook either. Jesse invested in silver, but you stole the silverware from Moo. You're up fucking 2 ounces of gold, baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stole the silverware.
It's the gift that keeps the giving.
But no, that like collection you have is dope. And what a lot of people, they'll like, they would hate on that collection because of what it is. But the reality of it, it's history.
Hate it. Yeah, that's
it's
what I say.
It's fucking history, man. You know what I mean? You gotta.
I just like the wow factor. Yeah. That's why I like it.
Like, Hitler was the biggest piece of shit on the face of this earth ever. You know what I mean? I don't think there was anybody worse than him.
No.
And, you know, Napoleon gives him a run for his money. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And Carol Baskin. No.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a podcast that I've been listening to. And I swear to God, it just so happens. But it's called Dictators. And it's fucking about all those people. Like, every episode is about, like, yo, and there's way worse dudes in, like, Japan and shit, dude, that were, like, dude, they were, dude, in, like, World War II, they were having Japanese soldiers, like, eat their own soldiers. They dropped them in places with no food. Like, it's crazy. It's actually nuts. But that's definitely a dope podcast if people are into that.
I thought my grandfather was getting dark today. Jesus.
Bring you the last tease.
He's like, back when I was in Japan, they made me eat a piece of this.
He brought like a spleen home into a little box.
Yeah, it's all freeze dried and shit.
Are you gonna show a picture of it now?
No, I don't have a picture of it. I don't have a picture of the spleen. But after I go to his house, I get that stuff, the Nazi shit, maybe.
That's crazy.
Moving on.
I guess staying on the historical shit, Peaky Blinders is a show that like I love and a lot of people herald as a great show. And they stopped production a while ago. We did talk about that, or I talked about it anyway. They have begun production again, but they announced that it's going to be the last season. But the director has announced that they're probably going to do like a movie afterwards, which is dope. It's like, if you haven't watched that show, it's a great, awesome show on Netflix. Definitely
watch that one.
The subtitles on for the first like 3 or 4 episodes till you get the whole English slang until you start wearing a fucking hat and you're living in with a razor.
Till you get the slang, bruv.
yeah, bruv. That's not even Peaky Blinders.
No, that's way before. That's way before.
That's Top Boy. That's coming back.
Yeah, I know.
Better watch out, me bruv. To me and me madre. But yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. Jesse, did you watch the WandaVisions?
No, I did not.
We could talk about it. Another episode. It's cool. Check it out.
I did end up watching The Night Stalker, though.
How was it?
Dude.
Did you finish it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Chuck, you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. I feel like this happens every week. I mean, we can wait for The Night
Stalker. We gotta talk about it, dude. It was too insane.
No, talk about it.
It was too insane.
No, talk about it. Yeah, you can talk about it.
Donnie, it actually happened, so...
No, I know who he is. I've watched other things on him.
This is the first one I've ever really, like, I've heard of him. Yeah. I didn't realize how fucking twisted and sick he was.
He was
like
one of the most twisted fucking serial killers of all time.
Yeah.
He was a sick fucking piece of shit, man.
At the end of every episode, they dropped in just enough music to make you watch the next episode. And like,
I feel like they tried to like bring the spirits back up with that every time they dropped the music.
Jesse, it was like, dum 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 dum.
Yeah, I banged it all out one shot. I couldn't stop watching it.
I did too. How about the picture of him when he shows his like teeth and shit?
I said the same thing. That was the scariest picture. He looked like his eyes are black.
Yeah, and the actual sketch.
Yeah, it looked just like him. Both of them, both sketches.
So whoever doesn't know about the Night Stalker, it was like, what was it, like a four month escapade?
It was like 160 days, something like that. I forget. It was like half, almost 6 months.
So yeah, this guy just pretty much went on, but he was so like off the Richter scale where he was murdering murdering husbands and wives, or like a man and a woman in the same house. Dude, oh my God. Like, I was like butthurt watching this. Fuck.
Dude, there was one thing they said that I had to like stop for a minute. They said he went in, he goes, they
goes out of the person.
No, that was nothing. When they go, oh, he's
that was
they,
nothing.
That was nothing. Yeah, that was like one of his first ones. They go, he goes in, he rapes the wife, kills the husband and the wife, then eats out of the fridge, pukes that out on the floor, and then busts a nut on the floor afterwards. I was like, what the fuck did I just hear?
Yeah. Sick, dude.
Dude, I'm like, usually
usually eat first.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that shit was yo, and the two detectives were like straight bosses. Gil, my boy.
Yeah, Gil was the shit.
And then Salerno.
I love Gil in the beginning. He goes, I went to Vietnam. He goes, my first thing I wanted to do, he goes, my girlfriend that broke up with me when I left, I got back with her so I could break up with her.
But this other dude, there's two detectives, the guy Gil and the guy Salerno. They all of a sudden just... So the guy Salerno before already solved one of these like straight... Like,
I think he solved a few. He was like a celebrity, I feel like. To
yeah,
people.
Not a few. He said, I think
it
was
one
other
one.
The way
they were portraying
him. It was one other one. It was like the Hillside Killer.
Oh, it was the Hillside Strangler. Because I think they thought... So the Night Stalker, though, I feel like he did more murders than they caught him on. Because remember at the very end, he said something to one of the detectives. He goes, yeah, you remember those two? And like gave them a clue about it that no one else knew. He goes, that was me too.
Yeah, but
like, I think there was a whole bunch that he
I also
did
didn't really
know, people
care
didn't know
for
about because there agree. Was so there was over 1,000 homicides in just California alone, they said that year.
Yeah, it was like a time where I think everybody was like partying, doing drugs, but I didn't also like that cop really much, that one that they showed that one was going on. He's like, I told him I was gonna punch him in the face as hot or whatever. It's in like
well,
a
no, he said I'll split you from your mouth to your asshole, he said.
Yeah, he was getting like he was trying to play it up for the camera a little bit, but dude, obviously whatever anybody says against
you think he
guy.
Was I think he really punched that kid in the face to get his name.
You think so?
I think he did. I don't think he made that up. Why make that up?
I don't know, dude, that was crazy. But the murders were like nuts. Like he killed like wicked old like ladies and shit, which is kind of crazy. Like people were on there like, yeah, it was my grandmother. I was like, oh my god, these poor people.
Dude, he killed a lot of grandma. Yeah, well, they even said, they go, he's a pussy. Because remember that one dude? He shot him in the head. The guy got up and attacked him, and he ran out.
Yeah, well, that's because he was using a 22, which is crazy that I just know him from mob movies. Like, 22 only bounces around in your fucking head. But,
yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Obviously, he was killing people with it. That means nothing.
No, I know, but he hit the chick with the 22. She didn't die. And then the guy afterwards, the double piece.
Yeah, kid had a bad shot.
Jesus Christ. I don't think he was formally trained the way that he was doing these fucking people. And then the poor people that were getting away is maybe even worse. Like, I don't even know, but he was like letting people bleed out and shit while he was doing like, it was like, he was in there for 2.5 hours in the fucking house.
Dude, he was in
people.
There and then he's just eating dinner and shit. I'm like, this guy, they said, oh yeah, he just grabbed a cantaloupe and just ate the whole cantaloupe, cut it in half and ate it. Like, so what did you do? Like, was he just in there eating, just watching? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, he was eating the cantaloupe. They cut it up, and they sent it to the restaurant Moo.
Yeah. Yo, how about they were onto him with the footprints? He had the one sneaker.
Do
that
you
was
think he knew that at that
LA.
Point that he was? I think he knew what that. Oh, actually, they, I mean, they weren't broadcasting it or whatever, but I don't know. They were like, no, I like how back in the day the person on the news like called and was like, I'm going to release a story. I mean, it's not done.
Yeah, they
now it's not
them.
Done. Even back then, it was like sleazy to do that. But compared to now with like all the internet shit, like that was respectful.
Yeah, it really was. But the whole footprint thing, he was getting away with it. And they said it because then I think it was the governor or somebody said something about the footprint. And then they found another footprint and it was a different sneaker because he was watching the news. They said that he was watching the news. Like, they knew what he was doing. Like, they knew what the police... He knew what the police were up to
and
because of the news.
He knew all the detectives' name, not their names, but, like, their names and, like, what they had, like, covered in the past. So he had, like, been following shit for, like, a while. Which is crazy because in the end, the fucking guy was a devil and he didn't even die, like, the death that he was supposed to. He died of cancer, like, not even when he was that old.
Yeah, he just sat there and got cancer. But he was on death row for, like, 20 years, so he might have been slowly dying of cancer for a long time. They probably were like, well, we're not treating you. Go fuck yourself.
And then he was, like, dude, which I couldn't stomach was he was in, like, the court, and the chicks were, like, sending him naked pictures and shit. I'm like, this guy was, like, cutting out people's eyeballs. Like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh, I know. Yeah, he had, like, a whole bunch of groupies that don't want to fuck him. How about they talk to the one old lady? She goes, those gotta be the dumbest bitches I ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah. How about the lady they showed? She was like, somebody's got to know him.
Yeah, oh, that lady was awful.
The craziest shit, how about when he was in court and he showed his hand with the pentagram?
Yeah, dude, he's... when
he
and was,
people
he
like,
was
this painting is
going to
go
court.
Down in history. Like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's sick, but at that time, I think that was shit was, like, because of Charles Manson and shit, that shit was, like, more hyped up in, like, media, obviously, which is... It still is with... like shootings and shit like that nowadays.
Well, they even said he was a student. They said like he was copycatting a lot of other serial killers. That's why they couldn't find him, because he wasn't sticking to just one MO. He was killing people and doing all that crazy other shit.
I know. How about the Hillside Stranglers were like two cousins?
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
He was like one guy doing it, and then he let his cousin in on the deal.
That's disgusting.
He's like, yo, dude, what are you doing this weekend? He's like, nothing, chilling. He's like, well, yo, want to come over and have a couple beers? He's like, yeah, definitely. He's like, yo, I got this dead body. He's like, we should dump it on the side of the bar. Dude, I just don't understand that shit.
Not with me either.
Yeah, WandaVision, Marvel-wise, is something that you definitely should check out. It's weird. It's fucking... Oh, your boy Donnie is in that from... What was the movie we just watched and talking about? Gangsta Number One?
Gangsta Number One, Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany plays Vision from the Marvel movies. But, dude, it starts off, it's like I Love Lucy, like sitcom. The first two episodes are like that they put out. So it's like kind of crazy. It's that mixed with they have like super pop. I don't know. It sounds kooky. It is kooky, but it works somehow. So especially with the two good actors. The other girl is that plays Scarlet Witch is... Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's sister, which is crazy. I didn't know that when I was watching the Marvel movies before.
She is? I never knew that either.
Yeah, yeah, which is crazy. She's like, you got it, dude, or hit the button.
Hit the what?
Jesse.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Goddamn, boy. But yeah, that shit definitely looked good. Did you guys check out the trailers that I sent you at all?
I did. I watched both of them.
I did too.
So Cherry, the Tom.
That looks fucking crazy.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go the way of like the art, like the military movie at that point. I was like, oh shit, this is crazy.
I don't know if that's going to be a big part of it though. I feel like that's just a small part.
I'm calling him as like one of my favorite actors out of the young people that have been coming up. I think he's really good. Not only as Spider-Man, but the other... couple of movies that I've seen him do. The one Devil May Lie, I think I was just talking about Netflix, wasn't the greatest movie, but his performance was awesome in it.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. It's like about like religion in the South, and I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly which one it is now. Yeah, Cherry though, I think is gonna be good.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah,
it's just crazy that all these movies are straight just like coming out like either straight to VOD or HBO Max or whatever it may be, which is crazy. Like, there's so many movies coming out.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I watched an absolutely fucking horrendous one this past week.
What was it?
I actually can't say I fully watched it because I shut it the fuck off. And I was so disappointed because it's one of my favorite actors. I tried watching Unhinged.
Oh, I heard that was bad.
Russell Crowe.
I've not even heard of it.
Russell Crowe is one of my favorite actors. He's fucking incredible. Cinderella Man, A Beautiful Mind, Gladiator. He's been in American Gangster. But Unhinged was fucking horrendous. I literally got a little more than halfway through it. I was like, I can't even watch this shit anymore. It was so bad. Terrible. Don't even bother.
Yeah, I had heard that about it.
You did?
Yeah, but I think horrendous. It still actually sold pretty well because it was like one of the first one of the first like only movies that came out like right at the end of the the pandemic's still not over, but at the end of when people were actually coming out of the house, that was one of the first movies, so I think people did see it. But yeah, I heard bad things.
I watched one from an Amazon movie last night, Black Box. Have you heard of that one or seen that one?
No.
It's pretty good. It's like a thriller. It's about this guy, he gets into a car accident, his wife dies, and like it fucks his memory up, and then his brother's a doctor and they're trying to like get him to get his memories back. So then there's this lady who works with the brother. She's like she does like experimental stuff to get your memory back. Yeah. And she's got this thing, he starts remembering his memories, and then I can't tell you anything else.
Yeah, all right.
But it's a good one. Sounds there's a little girl, and the girl that plays his daughter in it, she kills this movie, dude. She's a little kid, and she does some of the whole movie. Actually, the acting was really great in the whole movie. Everybody killed it.
Really?
But this little girl, dude, was so believable. It was crazy.
Yeah?
She's really good in it.
All right. Word. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Know what else was dope?
It was a little out there. Let me tell you, it does get a little fucking out there, but it's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm into some movies that are kind of out there. So, speaking of kind of out there, to make up for that horrendous fucking movie I tried watching and was extremely disappointed. Know what I was pleasantly surprised by? Fucking Pee-wee's Big Holiday was a straight
bang. Oh, that was
a
good one.
I watched it with my girl and my daughter, And it was even better than I thought it was going to be. I fucking loved it. What'd you think, Chuck?
I think everybody knows here that I'm a big Pee Wee Herman guy. My my favorite comedy movie of all time is Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It's my favorite comedy. I have the fucking soundtrack on vinyl.
Big Top Pee Wee's was a little bit of a disappointment coming after that one, but I feel like this one was even better than Big Top Pee Wee.
Big Top Pee Wee's definitely still slept on. Chris Kristofferson is a big character in that.
I'm not saying it's terrible. It's not as good as these two, I felt like.
I believe it's Benicio Del Toro's like first movie. He plays the Wolfman.
Wow. Think about it. Those Pee Wee movies came out in the 80s.
I know, it's crazy.
And to think that he just came out with one recently, and it was an awesome movie. I laughed my ass off a couple times.
You ever see Pee-wee's twin at the barbershop? No, I'm about to show you what it is.
I'm going
to
be looking out for him.
And we told him, dude, he got so pissed. He goes, you know how many times I've heard I look like Pee-wee Herman?
Oh, man, that's fucking funny, dude. But yeah, no, that was an awesome movie. Besides that, I'm watching a show right now on Netflix, Surviving Death. You guys heard of it?
I watched the first episode.
Dude. Fucking awesome. Oh, it's fucking...
Joe.
Yeah, he does look like him.
Yeah, so what's like... So it's like people who've had a near-death experience.
Look, is that Pee-wee?
Oh, my God.
What were you going to say, Chuck?
All
I could think of was the Pee-wee Herman music in the back. We were talking...
Surviving Death.
Yeah, Surviving Death. That was it right there. So they're like near-death experiences that these people have, and then they're telling you about them. Is that the premise of the show?
Not the whole thing. So yeah, that's part of it. You got people that have died and were brought back to life, and they've all experienced very similar experiences, I should say. I don't know. You also have that, but you also have kids that are born remembering past lives.
Yeah, each episode's a little bit different, right? It's not all about the same thing.
Yes, and it's also about mediums.
Yeah.
And like about like what like fake and like real legit mediums. So it's every episode is kind of different.
Like I thought because I watched the first one. I feel like they were touching on based on everything quick. And then I thought it said they were going to talk about all
the first one's a fucking banger. That's a good episode.
I'm like halfway through. I didn't have time to watch it. I started watching it. And I want to. I'm actually going to watch after the podcast now.
Gets even better. That's a fucking awesome show. Really is. I've watched 4 episodes now.
Mm.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Definitely check it out, Chuck. It's very interesting.
All right, I'll have to definitely check
it
out.
It's just one of those things, another thing that science can't explain, you know? Yeah. Like ghosts, that's pretty much what this is. This is spirits.
Yeah.
We're talking about souls. You got to go somewhere. I believe so. I believe in reincarnation. Shit, yeah. I think I've lived many lives
before.
Dude,
you got to spook me.
I think I've done a lot of shit over the years. I'm paying for it now.
I'm like, you're gonna spook me out on the pod. I got my headphones on, I start hearing things, I get all scared and shit. I'm a little spooky little baby.
I'm gonna try not to spook you out too much.
Yeah, I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, Chuck's an easy spooker.
Yeah, me and Jess went for the ghost tour. I wasn't spooked on the ghost tour. They didn't have me. You were the one taking pictures pictures of fake orbs.
Yeah, oh, the fake orb pictures were terrible, dude. That one spot where he goes, yeah, this is where the people get the most stuff. It's just the way the lighting was. Every picture, no matter where you were turned, it looked like there were orbs on the fucking camera. Yeah. He figured that one out. Whoever passed that information down to fucking Jordy, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Jordy, the other trailer that I sent to you guys was The Little Things with Denzel Washington, Remy Malek, and Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one for sure. That's like without a doubt.
Powerhouse.
That comes out at the end of the month, I think, which is crazy. This is like the beginning of these HBO Max movies that are just going to be popping off like consistently, which is crazy to me. And this is like, this has to be like an Oscar contender to with these three people. Or it will come out and they'll be like, this movie sucks, like for some odd reason.
No, there's no way it's going to suck. That preview looked too good. There's no fucking way. And they're dropping it right now, beginning of the year. That's not going
to
happen.
Jared Leto, I wonder if he was like sending like dead rats to people at this movie.
He's a fucking creep.
Yeah, well, also he's in the new longer version of, or like the re-version of the Justice League that's coming out, which also got some new news that it was supposed to be like a 4-part series. Now it's just going to be a straight 4-part movie on HBO Max, rated R, with like original scenes and new scenes. Jared Leto's going to be in it playing the Joker, but like looks different from the Joker in the Suicide. I don't fucking know. There's a reason why it's coming out. That one might be coming. I don't even know, but I'll watch it. I'll definitely watch it.
Just yeah, like I'll the fuck fucking. With it. I mean, we've been saying we wanted a rated R superhero movie.
They're like,
so.
Jake Paul is fucking Iron Man. I'm like, I'm in.
She never. Yeah.
Know what I really do get pissed off, dude? Like, the articles are like, Chris Evans signs back on to Marvel to come back. I'm like, dude, like, I don't.
Yeah, like no shit.
I don't care about that. Like, just put him in the movie or don't put him in the movie. Like, those older characters, like, yeah, dude, they're going to come back at some point. Are you fucking kidding me? The money that they're paying these guys?
Yeah, that's what I said. The same thing. Those movies make $1 billion every single one comes out. Who the fuck's be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, seriously.
That's why I was watching a podcast and they were talking about, why do you think in every like Avengers movie they just stop off in China real quick? Because China's like their fucking biggest market as far as sales wise. Like, oh, and then Thor stops in China for a minute.
Yeah.
But, I mean, needless to say, it's going to be kind of crazy when it comes to those HBO Max movies just coming out this year. Like, Dune, Godzilla versus Kong. Like, fucking big movies that would come out in the movie theater that are going to just be coming out straight to your house. Like, Wonder Woman 84.
I'm kind of pumped about that, though.
That was kind of a little disappointment. Wonder Woman 84. But, you know, what are you going to
do? Yeah, I haven't watched it because I hear bad things.
I
hear all bad things.
This other movie that I watched the preview for, I don't even know if I sent it to you guys, but it's called Boogie. It was about like, it's produced by Eddie Wong, who's on Vice. It's Wong's World he has. He's a chef and he made...
I know who he is.
Yeah, you know who he is. And it's about an Asian-American basketball player that comes up in like New York City, and it's Pop Smokes in the movie as like the villain before he died, which is kind of cool. So the movie actually looks good, and I like Eddie Wong. I like Wong's World on Vice Channel, so I definitely will check that out. It's called Boogie.
As in Boogie Man?
No, I don't think it's like Boogie Nights. It's not a scary movie. I know we've been talking about the scary movies, but that is not a scary movie. Nothing else you guys watched this week?
I watched Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. Have you seen that?
I did see it. I was going to say a little stale.
I kind of liked him. I feel like that show is a little corny, like the humor in it. I kind of liked him on there. I guess they said he did 30 episodes, so you're going to probably see him for a month or so.
Are they going to be bringing in other people, or is it just him? Just like?
No, they said that it's supposed to be guest hosts, I guess, till they find a new one, but I have a feeling it's going to be him. I mean, who the fuck else are they going to put there?
One of the friends of the guys from Porn Stars. We're going to call him down, he's gonna answer a couple questions.
Yeah, I got a guy that'll come down. He knows everything about everything. That's Ken Jennings.
I don't know. I don't know about the Ken Jennings. He's just a little dry for me on there.
I kind of like him on there. I guess Alex is a little dry for the people. Yeah, where they get the facts for the people, like between rounds.
I don't know, but most people are like awkward and weird on there, so it doesn't even matter what the fuck they say.
Yeah, it's like some weird. It's like, oh, I heard you met a Tibetan monk and he signed your Nikes because that's all he had for you to sign. Is that true?
Yeah, he's like, one night out in New York, you took a taxi. Tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like something that isn't even that crazy. They're just like a bunch of geeks that were like, hey, one time when you were a kid, you smoked a cigarette. Tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, and your mom caught you. Can we hear about that? He's like, you were 16.
Talking about that movie Cherry, Tom Holland, that this week came out that they're going to be doing possibly a Willy Wonka prequel, and Tom Holland will play Willy Wonka.
I don't want to see that. I don't.
I do. I'm down for a Wonka movie at all times, whether they're bad or good. I'll take a Wonka.
You're
movie.
You're always down for a Wonka movie.
Yeah, just like I'm always down for a Nick Cage movie.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Nick Cage in a Wonka movie. At least Nick Cage doesn't disappoint. Like, I don't never think he's going to be good. So if he is, it's like, yeah, this is dope.
Yeah, he's definitely fooled me a couple times.
I'm telling you, I got a couple Nick Cage movies up my sleeve.
No, Joe is the one for me.
Joe, definitely.
I feel like he
and then if you
it.
Want to see Joe's alter ego, it's a movie with Matthew McConaughey called Mud.
Yes.
Do you know when movies come out at the same time and they're like just the same movie?
Yes, that is definitely it.
Dude, that happens like all the time. So like, remember the movie Volcano came out?
Yeah.
Dante's Peak came out the same time.
Yeah, isn't that, they must have that shit planned.
Armageddon, there was another one that came out, right? What's the one that Morgan Freeman plays the president? Deep Impact. Deep Impact.
Yeah, Deep Impact. That's funny.
Isn't that crazy, dude? I'm telling you, there's a fucking every yin, there's a yang. And that brings us to our music this week on the CDJ podcast. Oh, before we get into music, it actually is music related, but dude, there's like an hour long music video, but it's like a short movie that they just did for Machine Gun Kelly's My Bloody Valentine or Tickets to My Downfall album, this punk rock one. And Travis Barker plays like the drum. Dude, it's like, I don't know, it reminds me of being in high school. It's like a Blink-182 video, but it's an hour long and it has a good story to it. And the acting is actually good in it. And it was like, and he put it out for on YouTube for free, and it was trending yesterday at like number 8 or something. But I did watch it, and it was really good, dude. I was surprised that I hung in for an hour, because at first I was like, dude, I'm not going to watch this. And I was like, all right, cool. Kind of reminds me of like My Chemical Romance or like Panic at the Disco or something I listened to a little bit back in the day, or my younger brothers listened to. I didn't always listen to just like straight hip hop, my dogs. But yeah, it was really cool. So if you want to check that out, it's called Downfalls High. He directed the whole thing himself, and it was really cool. But it's really the music video to Tickets to My Downfall. But yeah, Jesse, what do we got for music this week?
All right, so I got some tickets to your downfall.
All right, unfortunately, no. Guys,
Don's out.
Here, though. I'm out of here. It's past my bedtime. Sorry, gentlemen.
No, my fault, Donnie, right. For erasing something. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry very much.
No. It is what it is, you know. But I got to be up bright and early for work. I'm exhausted. And good pod, boys.
Yeah, hopefully I can pull everybody... that audio from the video. I'm going to try.
Yeah, hopefully. Because
I am recording this video right now, so I might be able to pull the audio. Yeah,
hopefully it's not an absolute train wreck, but we'll see what happens. All right, yeah. Have a good night.
All right.
Later, Donnie.
All right, so we'll get into the first. No, that's all set. I'll take care of it. All right, so we'll get into the first song. This is... I don't know if I'm going to butcher this name. Shama Noel and Master Ace, The Last Dragons. $15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th color right away.
Have another dragon, Master Ace, spitting the burning passion. It's about to be a catastrophe. Thought I was the only survivor, but at last we meet. Like the food vegans don't eat. I know you can see the infernal blaze. We would probably burn the stage and leave it with third degrees. And inside of us is an internal blaze, blazing eternally like a furnace. But it's so hot it's burning, the furnace's frame. Your family and furniture isn't safe. Better evacuate, cause the skill we can calibrate reduces the chances of your survival if you ever try to retaliate. So dance to this recital so you can slowly gravitate towards us. Who needs a chorus when you're hotter than Earth's core is? No strings attached, we're no puppets, yo, we're cordless. I fly even when I'm hurt, yo, that's soaring. Your skill isn't apparent, it's an orphan. We proceed to spit the verse that takes your spirit and lifts it high into the earth's atmospheres. Don't come at my sphere of influence, you squares. I take a spear and put it through ya, I raise the stakes high. Medium rare, you're the least of the media's fears. Why he's the reason the media's scared. Please be prepared to be impaired. Go seek repairs, defeating people in pairs. Jordans, I thought I needed pairs to be compared to the people in pairs.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Gather round, hip hop is as if still living. Still got love for the game, I'm still giving, and still driven. Like Diddy in the Maybach. I've been repping for the city since way back. All y'all rappers better stay back, cause you still can't find me. I'm a needle in a haystack, a rare breed, sitting high up in the chariot. While y'all dudes getting high up in the Marriott. Well, consider this your wake-up call. If you're married to the game, it's the breakup call. And you ain't wearing a crown if you're not tearing it down. You clowns get found right there in the ground. 6 feet, dirt nap, that's because your shit's weak. I'm a giant, you a pipsqueak. Welcome to my kingdom, yup, throne has an occupant. Read my name at the bottom of the document. Check the scroll, giving good times like Esther Roll. Peace to KPE, God bless the soul. Trying to get more checks to hold. On some slick, quick Mr. T shit, big chest of gold. And the flow still extra cold, like the North Pole. Cocaine snow, another lost soul. Bow down, it's the Grand Royal, yup. 20 plus years in the game, and still a fan's loyal.
When was that song from?
8 days ago.
No shit, that was dope.
Yeah, that's a good one. So this is another one. This is Crossroads. This is Hi Rez, Krishna, and
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Now I've been at a crossroads, yeah. Got a lot up on my mind, I could really use a sign, because everybody cutthroat, yeah. Always wasting all my time, getting really sick of trying. Homie, you don't really want smoke, nah. All the choices that I make, I just really gotta pray, because I've been at a crossroads, yeah. I've been at a crossroads. Now there's a special way I kick it when I've been writing these writings. My notebook is looking like some biblical scriptures. High res in Krishna, it don't matter if you Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or Buddhist, cause music is my religion. And I'm vision looking picture perfect, I'm just a different person. But if you wanna test me, you'll see my pistol working. I'm submerged in these haters' minds, and success is not a destination, homie, it's a state of mind. Was making rhymes in my father's house, and doing things that I was not allowed, cause most of the time he's not around. No food in the fridge, money in the bank account. We shouldn't be here right now, we should take a bow. You could never run a mile in these Jordan 3s. They were hating on the kid then, now they calling me. This rap shit flowing through my damn arteries. And shout out to India, that country now a part of me. Now I've been at a crossroads, yeah. Got a lot up on my mind, I could really use a sign, because everybody cutthroat, yeah. Always wasting all my time, getting really sick of trying. Homie, I don't really want smoke, nah. All the choices that I make, I just really gotta pray, because I've been at a crossroads, yeah. I've been at a crossroads. About to party with lost souls like a heart attack. To martyrs of barcodes from products of crossroads like the artifacts. They got precautions, I'm strapped and ruthless. You talking, I'll go at your office, get at your Boston like Massachusetts. Probably stretch the reverend for retribution. I resurrect him with retro reference to revolution. Oppress him until he grows recessive to resolution. Those are the pressures and retrogressions of evolution. I'm just too deep, I'm Cool Keith. Rob a Jew thief, steady B now accuse me. Y'all looking thug, y'all talking tough, y'all soft as fuck. Y'all wouldn't mug a coffee cup. Now I've been at a crossroads, yeah. Got a lot up on my mind, I could really use a sign, because everybody cutthroat, yeah. Always wasting all my time, getting really sick of trying. Homie, you don't really want smoke, nah. All the choices that I make, I just really gotta pray, because I've been at a crossroads, yeah.
We can end it there because it's not in, even in this language anymore. I'm assuming that's the other guy, Krishna, or whatever his name is.
Look at the... I was like, oh shit.
What did you say?
You could have just played it. I mean, I'm like, oh shit.
No, dude, it's like too much, dude. It gets to be too much. All right, so we'll do two back to back. Throwbacks in. I'll play this one, then I'll pull up yours. Right. This is Too Short, Getting It.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, this is a good one.
That's right.
My favorite.
Album number 10.
Album number
Short
10.
Short Dogs in the House. It's getting close to the end, y'all. We're going to kick it like this on the last album. Now let me holla at your partner, spit this game, bend your ear for a minute. Quit complaining about how you can't spin it, cause you ain't got it. You got what it takes, but not enough to get started. I hope you get the message, no it's not a test, it's just me riding legit. They can't arrest me or bust me, I'm still hungry, I want some more stuff. Get fat and watch my whole crew blow up, so get yours and buy my new album. Peep the game and don't be like Calvin. Get everything you want, get real. Get your mail, get your girl to make bail, and get your ass out of jail. You should be getting it. Everything you want, everything you dreamed of. Never have the front. You should be getting it. Getting money. I'm talking about you, Black. Don't laugh, it ain't funny. You should get a good lawyer, like Johnny Cochran. Swear to tell the truth. Hell no, I didn't pop him. Get your kids in school so they can get an education. Get
get a degree and take a vacation. You see, I got all my game from the streets of California. Young millionaire with no high school diploma. Living real good, taking care of my folks. Roll up a fat one for the players to smoke. Short dog in the house. I know you ain't tripping, cause life is too short. You gotta get in where you fit and stop looking for what you never seem to find. It ain't what you think, you gotta read between the lines. Cause life ain't long for a young black man trying to make money doing all he can. Selling dope, don't you hope he would go to class? But the boy makes money and he makes it fast. With the 20s on top and the 50s on bottom, a flock of top notches, oh yes we got them. It's been a long time since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds. Get your money, man. Get yours.
Too short.
Shelby. Yeah, that's a banger, dude.
All right, so this is yours. What? I don't even know when this is from.
This is from.
But there's a line you said I gotta listen for.
It's just always a Nori line, but this is the Invincible off of Capone and Noriega, the reunion, produced by DJ Premier.
The Invincible, Untouchable, CNN.
So them niggas keep asking when CNN gonna do a joint with Premier. We did it. We here now. Y'all need to stop asking. Go cop the fucking album.
It's right at the beginning.
The reunion. Right now, seeing it from there, nigga. This, nigga.
Yeah, your Melvin Flint drop, my whole colossal stop. I can't believe I fucked up and made a half-ass album. My excuse is, my posters died, and I ain't wanna make music. My posters died, my fans stuck with me. I sit still with gold. I got a habit just to drive, getting ahead and I roll. CNN, we like the Grand Royal. I write rhymes with the Coke oil. Yo, Apollo Heat, see me. Leak right with Rollo Creek. Got out the club, seen the police, the Yalo D. I'm like Frank Mathis, see me blow my dough. And any bitch giving head, if she blow, I know. Oh no, we had to go see Primo. Change it up, the reunion, a brand new cut. Up in D&D, staying with some rats and some sluts. From the projects, you know we need our welfare cut.
CNN, Network, Channel 10.
Yo, so reality.
I'm in a good one.
Sit back, picture that, yo, expect it.
The legacy is never end.
Yo, so reality.
I'm in a good one.
Sit back.
I'm not growling, but I bend niggas and I pop collars. I grind for the top dollars, fight rock wallers. Put my hand on the Bible, tell it to the judge. I'm alive for my thug. Taking the blood, I'm .com. I drop bombs, kill your squad. Live like I'm still in the yard till I park the guard. Throw my niggas in the bridge with the $50 Panasonics on the black gates. Who rap chronic, clap Jake. Whether we have not a half case, we got gas to get that straight. We moving at a fast rate. My last case, I got bail. My first remanded, indicted, how I write it, sister can't stand it. I smoke blood, get pissy. Who could flow with me, staggering, bang like a wild African. Spit gutter on his primo beat, for the love of the street. The only child, my little brother was he.
CNN, Network, Channel 10, yo, so reality.
I'm in a good one.
Sit back, picture that, yo, expect it.
The legacy will never end.
CNN, Network, Channel 10, yo, so reality.
I'm in a good one.
Sit back.
Yeah.
My cousin's bilingual. You see, my shit speaks Spanish. Disappearing acts make your whole team vanish from coast to coast. I got the things. Bada boom, bada bing. Be the glorious king. Another album, another plaque.
another ounce and another Mac, another chromed out gad, another place to face where I lace you at. I put all type of holes in your face, you black.
Who think I don't got it? I'm like working with a bird. I got long product, give it to you all, won't chop it. New York niggas is foul. We body sling shit in the barrel of pregnant fiends, killing they chaff. I'm the next best thing to X. Oral sex, brand new text, food stamps and welfare checks. I'm the messiah, recognize it. Political prisoner from the projects. I send shots with a cops.
CNN, nigga. Yo, so reality.
I'm in a joint.
Sit back, picture that. Yo, expect it.
The legacy is never end.
CNN, network, channel 10. Yo, so reality.
I'm in a joint.
Sit back, picture that. Yo, expect it.
The legacy is never end.
That's a good one. I always forget how good they really were.
No, they're definitely good. I just like laugh at because Nori shit is like outrageous.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I don't want to rap. My pop just died.
All right, so this we'll switch it up a little bit. Here we go. My the one I always got in the back pocket, Emotional Oranges featuring Child Bonafide. And then I got one song left.
Good. They always bring the heat.
Yeah, there was still a little more to it too, but it's just like the singing, same singing again. Oh, I like them.
I was trancing out.
I saw you going to sleep for a second.
I had my eyes closed. I was feeling the beat for sure. I started snoring in the mic.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the CDJ podcast this week. I'm Chuck.
I'm Jesse. And Don already said bye. This is Goon Opera, the 2020 version. It's Chrome, Kool G Rap, Chino XL, and Sean Price.
Ooh.
Hell of a lineup.
Hell of a lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. Kid, y'all, yeah. Baby. And Hellraiser's on it, too.
About to do it. Yeah. God send the music, all that. Yeah. KG I ran with, crooks, dealers, and bandits. In the can with the same niggas I blew the cannons with. Pop guns with plants and no chips. With the Spanish click, leg give you a vegetable head. Like off the sandwich. Niggas better banana split when these hammers spit. Cause these cannons don't pan a man for the camera flick. It's real shit when that steel door and a slammer click. They replace bandanas with damn banners.
Yeah, Chino done bodied more rappers than the flooded Mardi Gras. The carnivore, the caveman, bare hands beat down the dinosaur. Prehistoric spit, splatter, shatter. out of your favorite artist. You Owen Wilson, suicide risk lit in your apartment. Marvelous Chino with sale, hard body for real. With breath control like a Navy SEAL, with diamonds for rhyming for real. Whether it's Rakim or Pharrell, I'm recognized for being too ill. Training like bumping knuckles in jail with fists that'll rupture your grill.
Moon opera, saliva saloon monster. Murder, death, kill. My voodoo's new con shocker. Who you? Rap of con conduct. Guns like Honda. Side for heaven where you find my sponsor. Come see me. Serum for the black mamba. That strike fatal. These chips ain't potato. Each clip rip your halo. Hell in your face. Blunt suicide. Organized rhyme. Purse to purse for you and I. We both bland biscuits back to back furnace. Body bitch boys in order for double bird. Remember me, right? Sean Price pretended to ride. Do the smack you in the face and remember these rhymes. Veteran rap, Steven Seagal, head go snap. Niggas act tough around me, they know better than that. I sit back and listen to my competitive rap. Spit a verse that's 10 times better than that.
Yeah.
Critical concept, clothesline criteria. Cafeteria combo, in your career. Closed caption, cold slap, killing cold chills. Then close door the cabin for my cold deal. Jeremy Shaw, spit blades at me, all talking raw. I spit razor back, like Arkansas. Park your jaw in the park, we brawl. For boring business. For the origami, you can get your organs shifted. Goon opera, saliva saloon monster. Murder, death, kill. My voodoo's new con shot. Who you? Rapper con conduct. Guns like Honda. Stop for heaven where you find my sponsor. Come see me. Serum for the black mamba. That strike fatal. These chips ain't potato. Each clip rip your halo. Hell in your face. Blunt suicide. Organized rhyme.
Bring it up, select brothers for you and I.
Screwing the silencer, the muffle, the loud noise. We heard they getting money like them cocaine cowboys. No tabloids, we chop it up, break it to asteroids. Employed be them D-boys who govern that black house. The feds had it mapped out, the getaway back routes. They conversate and laugh about with cracks in their mouth. Under surveillance by these police cameras. We them Project Panthers who want answers once we cock our hammers. Black revolvers for the black godfathers. Stay strapped like martyrs, walking through city hall with suicide bombers. Blackmailed as the heroin farmer. It's like death is upon us. These double crosses get tossed in the harbor. You got petty gold superstars snorting Grammys. Cotton candy imports through the port of Miami. Tour support from the underboss mafia family. Find a snitch chopped up inside the trunk of a Camry.
Goon opera, saliva saloon monster. Murder, death, kill. My voodoo's new con shocker. Who you? Rapper con conduct. Guns like Honda. Stop for heaven where you find my sponsor. Come see me. Serum for the black mamba. That strike fatal. These chips ain't potato. Each clip rip your halo. Hell in your face. Blunt suicide.